Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, season 15, episode 5. This is the Clueless episode. So we'll get right into it. We've got a few scenes before we get into Jessel's birthday. We start off with Sai in her garden upstate. Her and the husband are kind of shopping for some new little plants. And she decides, so she's had her mom's ashes in a little shopping bag in her closet for the past couple of years. She decides, I'm ready to get rid of them. And the best way to do that, we've got this beautiful house. We're going to put them into like a tree that we're planting there. So they do this whole little ceremony. The whole family comes over. Her aunt comes over and helps with it and stuff like that. So that's a nice little scene. Little bit heartwarming as
Yeah, the
well.
kids really took it hard when they saw that their mom couldn't
Well,
take their
yeah, of
ashes and
course. Imagine being
make
a
that
little kid,
step.
you don't even really fully understand it. I think her little son was just saying, he's like, oh, do you want to say anything? He goes, well, I'm just sorry she died, you know? Like, they're still not even at that point of really comprehending it. And then to see mom, like, break down a little bit. That's like, oh, what's going on? I don't get
But
this.
putting your hands in the ashes like Grant did, I don't know about that. Like spreading them in there. Yeah, well, you have to be able to pick them up, I guess. I mean, I guess they could have used a scoop, but no, sorry, I don't mean to laugh
I
at that because
know
it's not funny.
it isn't.
But
Although I do have one gross story about ashes, and let's
this reminded
hear
me
it.
from work. It just went ping, it just entered my head. I was interviewing a guy, and long story short, his father passed away, and him and his father weren't really in good, they weren't in a good spot. And I don't know if this is true, and I don't even know why he told me this, because people tell me all kinds of crazy shit, and like no rhyme or reason, because I wouldn't have asked this,
Yeah.
but he just started talking and he
Divulged.
told me. And what he said was he hated his father so much that he had his ashes. And that he would sprinkle his ashes on his cereal and then
Ew.
eat them every day until they were all gone.
That's
Okay.
fucking nasty.
Like in my head, I'm thinking, is there a law against that? There must be. Like, you know, like
There is a
there
law
must,
against that.
there
If
must
you,
be.
it's like abuse of a corpse. Abuse of,
Oh, that's
yeah, it's
fucking gross.
technically
He
abuse
did.
of a
But you know
corpse.
what? In all honesty, I didn't know if he was telling me the truth or
Yeah,
not
you can't
because,
prove
yeah, I couldn't
that.
prove it. So like it was just one of those things that I said when he signed his name on a form that he needed to fill out for me. I said, "Will you just keep the pen?" Because I didn't want
Yeah,
him to
that's
touch
gross.
anything. But yeah, and it left the, okay. So anyways, we'll
That's
get back to
gross.
the episode. We won't talk about
I
that
wonder if
anymore.
there's some nutritional value in
I don't
that.
know. I don't know. I was just saying, I think Sai's husband is very nice because he's the one who came up with that
Yes.
idea for the tree.
Yeah.
Planting the tree that will
I
grow.
think that's a good idea, and because he also loves that house too,
Yeah, and
right?
they just bought it a couple of years ago. But I agree also 100% with Sai that she doesn't feel safe in the quiet outskirts of the city. I'm like that too. I like the idea of the beautiful, like miles and miles of like just, you know, no one and nothing, and like the idea, the picturesque, you know, blah blah blah. But I like to feel like
Part
if
of the city.
if something goes down and like I'm in a place where I can move like
When shit gets
quickly and
real.
shit
Yeah.
gets real, you can
You don't
move
have zombies
quickly
coming and
and you
attacking
know
you.
what
Yeah.
where to
That's what
fucking
I'm
go and where
thinking.
not to fucking go. Yeah,
Yeah.
out in the boonies, just me and not my style.
Yeah, not
No,
me
like
either.
the thought, the look. Oh, that's really nice. Oh, beautiful. I'll spend a weekend. I don't know. Okay, yeah, with all the crap.
Stay overnight.
Okay,
No, she'll only be there
yeah.
and during the daylight. In good weather, it's weather dependent.
Yeah, so I agree with Sai 100%. Like I have to feel, hear the noise, right? Yeah.
Bryn gets some beauty appointments in. Erin and her hubby try to schedule some parenting pickups and activities and whatnot. And Jenna, she's getting ready to be an empty nester. So she's picked up a new job and she's like editor in chief of some online thing. And totally just, being a boss, rocking her own team, all this kind of stuff. I really liked that scene of her, like they're at the table and they're all kind of conversing about, I don't know what the meeting was
Brainstorming
about.
and sharing ideas.
Accounts
Being very
yeah.
popular topic to like online or something. And Jenna said, well, I was a clown. And everybody was just silent because they didn't know if she like they thought she was
Deadpan, yeah. Yeah, they were
if she
pulling, she
was
was
real
pulling their
serious or
leg.
not. And then she's like, I'm well, you guys are gullible. No, I never. And then they cracked up. So I thought that was really funny. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, it was nice to see her like in her element,
Yeah.
because we haven't
She's a
really
she's like
gotten
a
to
but
see
you can
that.
see she's a boss lady, right?
Oh yeah,
Yeah. And she's a good boss
totally.
lady. Because there's some shit boss ladies out there, you know, like power tripping, but there's people who are good boss ladies and all the power to them when they're like that, right?
Yeah, well, some people, they just when they get a little bit of
Too
power,
much power
they
trip.
just totally take over. The best way I can describe this, and this is on a small level, this happens to me every time recently when I've like when me and my partner go out to like go for a bite to eat or something like that. We're getting into the slow season for restaurants right now. We walk into a restaurant, no reservation. Place is totally empty. The last couple times we've gone into a restaurant, because we're typically going to these restaurants that are usually quite busy, the hostess will look at us, oh, hi. We're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Fine. They give us this look, like, well, do you have any space for two? She's like, do you have any reservations?
The place
And
is
I look,
empty.
the place is completely empty. Oh, did I make a reservation? No. And then they literally, there's no, and I'm not kidding you, this has happened, and it, like the place is totally empty. Maybe one or two tables is taken. They kind of look at the restaurant like, should I seat them? I don't know. Do I have space? And they kind of look and they go, that's okay. That's okay. No problem. I'll seat you.
Like they're doing you a favor.
Yeah, like
Like
they're
they're
doing you
doing
a
a favor.
favor, as if like what? And God forbid if they actually do have any reservations, then they're like, ooh, you know what? That's gonna be about an hour and a half wait. It's like, what are you talking about? There's like
10 tables
15
open.
empty tables. I
Yeah.
really doubt you've got, what about the
Everybody's
bar?
arriving.
What about the bar? Oh, there's a wait list for the bar. Well, where are the people waiting? What are you talking about? You've got an empty restaurant. We're gonna be in and out. What the hell? But that's just a small scale on how people trip. But then it gets even worse when you go into a company and you get micromanaged and stuff like that. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of power tripping out there. Even on this low level, people will like just take in like, oh, you didn't call ahead. You didn't make a reservation. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you can eat here today. Yeah, but Jenna definitely doesn't seem like that. She it was really nice to see her dynamic at work, I have to say. That was cool to see her.
Seems like a fun person to work with.
Totally. And then Raquel comes over to check out Uba's art. So Raquel is, like an art director or a curator, or I'm not sure exactly what her official role or title is. But she's in the art world. And then we found out Uba actually does some paintings. And I actually thought she had some
I thought
really
she
cool
had some really
paintings.
good ones, especially
Especially
the
like,
ones she did with her thumb. Yeah, I
yeah,
really
I really
liked
liked them
those.
too. Me too. Those were the
Yeah.
ones I liked.
Yeah, I liked
Yeah.
those too.
I thought her stuff was really good. And so Raquel comes in to check it all out and stuff like that. And Uba just does it, for pleasure. It's not for profit or anything like that. It's just for herself. And then they talk a little bit about the comments made in the Hamptons. And they go in a little bit about, because Raquel also was in the modeling world. And so they relate to each other quite a bit because they both kind of had their almost the same start in New York City, right? They both came
No, I
over.
think Raquel was first, and at the time, not very many black women were represented by
Correct. But
agencies.
Uba
That
had the
UBA started
same.
in Vancouver, in Canada, in Vancouver specifically, she said.
And then she
And
went
then
over
she
to
went
New York.
over, she got something with some agency. I don't know if it was Rants or whatever she said then. I don't know what that was. I couldn't hear it.
But correct, but it's like the same kind of
Same kind of thing,
start,
yeah.
you know? They came in, they you know, expected it to be one way, and then it was like, oh, I'm the only, like, I'm like the one off. I'm like, this isn't what I was expecting at all. This is like,
Yeah.
you know, they really related to each other in that way. So it's always interesting, even though it was different timelines and stuff like that. It's interesting when like two people can kind of get together and really relate, and like their beginnings are so similar, right? Same kind of concept. Both models come to New York City. You know, both kind of have the same struggles in terms of, you know, the ethnicity. So I really saw it was nice to see them kind of bond over it in this scene. Then some of the ladies go shopping at
Wait,
Alex and
sorry,
Olivia.
Tom. Sorry. Is that it about the Uba and Raquel?
Yeah, what did you want to talk about?
I know that they did get into a little bit of a discussion Yeah,
after, now
about
that you
Brent.
Bryn,
About
Because
Bryn,
yeah, because
about Bryn
I said
making
I
a
brought,
comments,
yeah,
right?
I touched on that.
Yeah.
They brought up the comments made at the Hamptons. You guys want to talk about it?
And well, you know what? It was, and it's good that you brought that up, because and I guess basically, and again, that the race plays into that, right? A
Yeah,
little bit about
because
that.
that kind of was like the comment, right?
Right. And that Bryn had mentioned that, Like was condescending to her, and after they had the blowout or whatever, and then was saying, oh, you know, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful. Don't get upset like that, because you're going to look like an angry woman,
an angry
right?
black
An
woman.
angry black woman,
That's right,
right?
on
And that just
TV.
fucking irked her, like, you know, like
And
she
that
wasn't,
it
you
might get
know.
edited out or something. They made the comment about that,
Yeah,
you
but
know.
Bryn was wrong. Like, let Uba speak her fucking mind about what she's thinking and feeling and trying to say, right? Like,
And that had nothing to do with race. It
no,
just
it
had
had
to
nothing to
her.
do with it. So Bryn was stupid on that part. But anyways, that's my opinion.
And you know what? It could be back. There could be backlash to Bryn on that for bringing that up, because
Yeah.
that's very touchy.
Yes.
And the other thing, it's a racial stereotype, and especially against black women.
Yeah, and it
So
was
I
just
and
uncalled for.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know what Bryn's intention was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was completely innocent, but at the same time, you have to be sensitive to these topics.
Yeah.
And it was brought up in the show, so it'll be interesting to see,
Yeah,
like
well, obviously it's going to come forward
in
more,
the
right?
maybe in the reunion too, when they
Yeah.
discuss it
Oh,
more.
yeah,
For
for
sure. Yeah,
sure.
they're gonna talk about
yeah,
it
for
in the
sure.
reunion
Yeah.
for sure. And I think what Uba was trying, like, it was just like, let her have her feelings,
Let
because
her express
what
it, yeah.
happened in the, like, she kind of explained herself last episode in saying, like, English isn't my first language, so if you cut me off, I'm gonna get pissed. I'm
I'm
gonna
gonna
swear
lose
at
my
you.
train of
I'm
thought.
going to, you know, whatever. So, whatever.
We'll see.
Which
Which is true. I mean, that happens to me too. Mind you, I do that to people all the fucking time. I cut them off. I jump in, I interrupt. But I
I'm gonna start
understand.
swearing at
Because
you.
when people do that to me, I lose my train of thought. As soon as you, like, once I've got off that fucking rail, I'm done. Like, I don't
Yeah.
remember exactly where I left off
Yeah,
sometimes,
fair
right?
enough.
Not all the time, but sometimes, you know what I
Fair
mean?
enough. And like I said, and coming from someone that could be perceived as privileged in Bryn's case, and then, you know, using the way that she said that could be perceived wrong. So,
Yeah.
or could be, I don't even say perceived wrong, could it is wrong,
Yeah.
right? Like, it is wrong.
It is
So,
wrong. Yeah, she has the right to get
absolutely.
everybody can get fucking angry. Like,
Yeah.
what does that mean, right? Hot-headed fucking Italian or whatever, you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean
Don't call me
anything.
a
It's not a
whatever.
stereotype. Like, to
Whatever
be fair,
you
whatever
are,
you are. You're
or whatever
hot-headed Italian.
spice.
Yeah, whatever. No, you're right. You're absolutely Right?
right.
But
But anyway, then they go shopping at Alice Olivia. And this is kind of what we're here. Erin brings up that Sai and Jenna got together. And she's all pissed because now she's like, oh, now they're like best friends. I can't stand the fakeness. Da, 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 da.
She was overkill. Erin was overkill on that.
So I get it,
And
Aaron.
jealous. She's jealous, obviously, that
I
they.
get it, Aaron. You're going through something. What you're going through is your mom is sick and your husband
Sold your
did
paper.
something really shitty. Okay? But that doesn't mean you can just go and like get mad at all your friends, get mad at other people for something else that's going on in your life. Like, I get it, you could be more sensitive or whatever, but that doesn't mean the whole world is out to get you or whatever. Like, you're going through something, but that issue is separate from Jenna just like existing.
And
Jenna,
having a coffee with Sai or going out for dinner or talking to her.
it's
Like,
overkill.
yeah, totally. Like, you know what? If you feel like you're being neglected, then talk to her. Just say, "Hey, Jenna, Yeah,
where are
exactly. you? I haven't heard from you in a while." Exactly.
You know? That's
Or
it. say, hey, Jenna, I'm having a really shitty time right now.
Yeah,
Would you go
I
for
need
coffee
you.
with me?
Yeah, I need
I
you.
really like to talk.
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Because if you're going through something like, and she even admits this, like, oh, my kids are driving me crazy. My mom is sick. I'm going through something with my husband. And now I have to deal with this. Like, but this issue, it's not even an actual issue. You're just
No.
jealous.
Yeah.
And like, if you really feel that way, you want to have that connection with your friend again, just
Pick up
tell
the fucking
her
phone and
and
call her.
say, listen,
Yeah.
I'm going through something. Will you
Yeah.
please go for coffee? Will you please come over to my house? Can I please come over and just
Yeah.
get away from things and talk to you for a minute? Because I need just I this is what I need. Will you do it for me? That's it.
But no, talk to everybody else around you. And not
Okay.
discuss the issue at all. So yeah, it was weird.
Exactly.
That was weird.
But anyway, the other thing that happens here at the scene when they're at Alice and Olivia, Bryn goes on and on about how, oh, I like everyone. I'm excited for the party, but Uba has been crazy and she feels she o is owed an apology from Sai. Anyway, it's just like kind of same shit from these women again and again. But then we go into the Clueless party. So before we get into the drama or anything like that, I want to get your guys' opinions on the outfits.
Whose
Well,
outfits?
remember the Clueless
Yeah, I
party?
do. Whose outfits in particular? All of them?
Whoever's, who was your favorite? Who was your least favorite? Go.
I didn't even have a favorite
I
or
didn't have
least
any
favorite.
favorites.
Well, I
Do
have to
either have
say
either of you
that
seen the show?
Sai nailed it. Sai nailed her look. And so did Jenna. And so did Jenna. Yes, Jenna, definitely. I thought Jessel was a total fail. Jessel was a total fail. Jessel, whatever the fuck her name is. And then who else? Aaron's was okay. It wasn't really, didn't really do anything for her. Size was really good. And so was Jenna's. I'm gonna have to say those two are the best.
I had to look up size, but yeah, size was good. My favorite one was, I mean, obviously I liked Jenna's. I thought that was a funny way to do it. Like,
Very
no one would
funny.
expect you to come as the
Yes,
dad.
exactly.
But my favorite one was Raquel's. She was wearing the, you know, in the scene where she's wearing the Calvin Klein dress, and the dad's like, you're naked, da 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 da, put some clothes on. That's a dress from the actual movie. You guys have
Oh,
seen
is
the
it? Yeah, I
movie,
have.
right?
It's hilarious.
And then I liked Brynn's as well.
With the happy, I
She
loved
goes,
Brynn's.
Brynn's was,
Now I just remembered Brynn's. I
Brynn's
thought
was,
about that asset.
yes.
Yeah, Brynn's. I would fucking wear that Yeah, that outfit.
looked good. She did look
Yeah, I
good.
would wear that. I don't know
Those were
about the
my,
hat because I'm not good with
no,
hats.
but that was from the movie.
That
That was from
Yeah,
the
I
movie,
know. I know.
right?
I'll wear that. I would wear that suit. That's a nice fucking
But you know
suit.
what? As far as Jessel holding the and you know, she kept talking about it and
Yeah, and
talking about,
Jessel's
and it
were
was
all
like,
failures.
wah, wah.
Jessel's all outfits were all like,
Yeah.
no.
I think she bought them from Shein.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
not good at
Well, they
all.
didn't. Wasn't quite, didn't hit
And
the
it
mark.
wasn't
And
even.
for doing four, we didn't even see the fourth look. So that's gotta show you that
But were
it
those
probably
actually.
wasn't really that good.
But I don't even think those were the actual outfits that Cher wore in there.
No, the first two were inspired by
But yeah,
Clueless.
well, they were inspired
The
wrongly.
third one was that like the movie poster where she's wearing the red dress with the little feather boa thing and coming down the stairs. So that was an actual look from the show. But I think my two favorites were Jenna and Raquel.
I have to say that looked like the most boring party ever. Like, especially on a Housewives. It
It
didn't
was
look like
all
there's
about just Jessel and changing outfits. Didn't you get it?
and
I didn't
posing.
see no real great food or anything like that. Just her posing. And it was even mostly her by her fucking self with those stupid Yeah.
outfits. Like she
Didn't even
thinks
look like
she's
there was
some
that many
fucking
people
people there. It
Lex
was
or some
weird. It was like
super
a
pal. I don't know who
strange
she
fucking thing
it
she
was a
is. Strange party. I just thought
and her
I
husband
oh. And her are like
You know what was a really
fuck,
funny
they're just really
scene?
weird. They're eating.
You know what was a really funny scene at this party?
Oh.
Somebody goes up to Jessel's husband
Oh.
and he's
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's
"Oh, how
right.
do you know Jessel?" He's like, "I'm married to her." He goes, "What? Really? You're Jessel's husband?" He's probably thinking, "Oh, fuck, I didn't even know she had a husband. I didn't even know she was married. What the hell?"
No, her husband is there's that whole that's just a weird. And then Rebecca
Feeling.
Minkoff too. She came in
So,
that weird outfit,
yeah.
like just like a regular,
Like
not
a
weird, but just
little
like a
Chanel
yeah, like
inspired with the headband. So Rebecca Minkoff, she gets called boring at this party by
right,
Brynn
yeah.
because so she's a Scientologist, so she doesn't drink. And Brynn is trying to like bait her into drinking, like, "Come on, have a drink with me." Da, 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 da. She gets all weird. And she gets called boring. But here's my question: is she boring or is she just a interesting, quote unquote,
Character.
interesting
Yeah.
person? They play like a few scenes of her like just saying all this weird shit. Like, I feel like she just word vomits all the time. So she talks about her pigeon toe. She talks about, "Oh, you need to go get some local honey. You're in New York City. What do you mean local honey?" And then she starts talking about her headband. I wasn't sure if I would wear this headband because I feel like it makes my nose look like a different shape and da 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 da.
Well, she
What do
could
you
just,
think?
yeah,
Boring
she.
or interesting?
No, I think she just processes, like, just is different. And maybe, I don't know, I think, because, like, sometimes you meet people who are just, like, awkward in how, in certain things. Yeah, I hate people in first impressions always. So I fucking hate her. So, like, I don't hate her.
No, I
I
don't
mean,
hate
you
her.
know,
Hate's a
I don't
strong
hate
word.
her. I just, you know, I mean, I don't not like her either. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just haven't seen enough of her. She's
Well,
very
you know what it
reserved,
is?
very quiet. I don't care about her being a Scientologist. I don't
No,
give
I
a
don't care
shit
about
about
that.
that. I like that she's a designer, right? Like, you know, I've seen some of her stuff. I like that she doesn't give a shit about being you know, seen a certain way and got a dress a certain. She's very casual. She doesn't give a fuck.
For me, you know what I see her, I perceive her a little bit different because I think her role isn't defined in the show. So she's not really a housewife and she's not really a friend because she's, you know, a friend you'll see every once in a while, but she's always there, but she's not an official housewife. So like, what is she? Maybe she's trying to beg for some screen time and she keeps filling stuff in or talking. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think she's boring. I just think she word vomits. That's all.
Whose friend was she again? Was she Aaron's friend?
Aaron's
Come here, Aaron's
friend.
friend.
I gotta be honest, in my opinion, I think she's a boring weirdo. I don't really like her on the show. She's not really adding too much.
No.
But then she'll just make a scene really awkward. Like, it's like, as a viewer watching it, it's like, "Oh my God, can we just like, I want to just skip through this
Yes,
Rebecca
get
scene.
through
Like, come on. Like, I don't want to know about her ex-boyfriend and keeping the mattress and like, bleh, weird, 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 weird stuff." Brynn ends up leaving the party to go for a spray tan.
That was
Yeah,
awesome.
that's
That's
kind
kind of
of
fucking weird.
no warning, no heads up, nothing. Jessel's like, "Wait, but you're not gonna stay for the cake?" Brynn's like, "Oh, well, it's just cake. Like, what the hell? You want me to stay for that?" No. Weird. I'm surprised. Do you think Jessel will make a big stink about it?
Didn't seem like she was going to.
No, it didn't seem like
No.
I feel like if there was less going on, like Jessel will get offended. Oh, why did you? I don't know. I feel like there was an opportunity for to make a scene there or something, but oh well. Now, like, I don't know, this episode was so boring.
He was yawn.
I'm
Yeah.
trying to give them
But apparently the
opportunities to
party
make
was
drama.
fun. What? Apparently the party was a lot of fun. Was it? It didn't look like fun to me.
Clueless?
I didn't think so, but
No,
I thought
just
it was
John being
boring.
sarcastic.
Oh,
No.
okay. I think Jessel was wasting her time with all the fucking changes
Yeah.
too.
No, I
I
think
think
she got her
she
Instagram
needed too
post.
much in attention. She's an attention seeker. She's not getting it from her husband, so she's looking for elsewhere.
It was a boring party. I
Yeah.
would not have liked to have gone. If let's put it this way, if I was invited, did I say invited?
You
Invited. I
did.
did. If I was invited to Housewives of New York party and I went to that one, I would be so freaking disappointed. That's
Yeah.
all I'll say.
Yeah, I agree.
But there is a little bit of something, a little sprinkle of some very unnecessary drama that goes on. So I've got to ask this question, what the F is up with Erin? Because so she's like feuding with Jenna now. And her whole thing, she's like, I feel differently about Jenna now. And she makes it like kind of a big stink about it at the whole
She
party.
does, like extreme.
It's a bit over the top, and she brings it up to multiple people, like, oh, tonight is so awkward,
Yeah,
da 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 da
that's
da.
not the kind of friend I want, and I don't need, and
I've
it's like
just
just going on and on, and it's like, are you fucking kidding? Just because she's hanging out with Sai a little bit more? Like, I mean, why? Like, what's the fucking problem? First off, Sai's cool. I like her. And Jenna's cool. And if they got off on the wrong start and now they're fucking clearing the air and trying to make a go of it, why not? What do you think? That it has to be enemies, like all the time? Like, because Sai thought that Jenna didn't like her anyways, because that
Yep.
was the rumor or
Yep.
whatever, right? So, like, I mean, now that it's cleared and it's been brought like right to their faces, they've moved on. That's the normal fucking healthy way of doing it. I can fucking be pissed off at somebody. I can disagree with somebody. I can have a fucking fight with somebody. And in most cases, because sometimes there's going to be that one, the little percentage you're not going to be able to let it go. It's like, no, you're fucked for life. Fuck off. I don't need you. You know what I mean? There's always that kind of scenario. But and for the most part in life, you got to fucking move forward. You can't fucking just cut everybody off. You still got to be normal. Like, I mean, you can disagree and not like and whatever and not be really besties, but you got to be able to be cordial and have fun and just whatever. Life's too, I don't know.
Well, you also can't like have this problem and then not like address it. Just sit there like, oh, I don't
Stupid.
like
Yeah,
Jenna.
stupid.
I feel differently about her, and
Yeah.
not even give her the benefit of the doubt and be like, and the whole thing is so first she's saying, oh, I don't like that she's friends with Sai. And then she starts saying,
That was the
well,
biggest part.
I want Jenna to be reaching out to me. You
Yeah.
never reach out to me, da 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 da. But it, like, if you don't communicate that, how do you move forward? How do you make things better, or how do you even let that other person know that there's some sort of issue?
And Jenna's already a person who's a little bit closed and barriers up. And she's said that from the beginning. She's not just so open and freeing and giving information. Like it took her, like she. All the operations she had for all the different stuff that, she's got for her medical issues. Like, I mean, it's just stupid on Jenna, on Aaron's part, like to just go for her, right?
Like it's
Really
just
uncalled for.
misdirected. It's like you're upset about something different and now you're
Yeah.
taking it out on Jenna. That's
Yeah, which
really
is
how
just
I see it.
stupid. Yeah, exactly.
And then she even gets Brynn to go and talk to Jenna, and Brynn says something stupid like, oh, you can't hang out with people who are mean. You better be careful who you make friends with. And it's like Jenna's like, well, I appreciate Brynn tried to like give me a heads up, but like I'm gonna make my own decisions. Like, I'll make a relationship and then I can decide for myself whether or not I should continue that relationship. And then Abe, this was the most awkward thing. Abe comes over to Jenna and
Poor guy, he's a little
he's
awkward.
like, oh, Things are really tense tonight. And Jenna's like, what's tense? He's like, you and Aaron. And she goes, things are tense? I don't feel tense. He's like, oh, are you sure about that? And she's like, well, does Aaron feels tense? And he goes, oh, nope. Probably shouldn't have said anything here. Oh, like, it was the most awkward
Yeah,
thing ever.
he's a little bit yeah, he's very mild, very lurid.
Like kind of
Which way did he go?
like
I like him, he's a good looking guy, but
and Jenna admits
slow.
here.
No, I don't know. Sorry, that's just me.
Jenna admits here, she's like, I'm clueless to this. Like the theme tonight is clueless, and I'm clueless because I don't even understand what the issue is here. And Aaron just, it all boils down for Aaron. Like Jenna comes over and starts talking to her, and she goes, I can't help it. I'm a cancer. Oh, da, 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 starts getting
Aaron said
into
she's a cancer.
Yeah.
She can.
her horoscope. I've got a hard shell and I'm soft on the inside. It's like, holy crap, like how crazy can you possibly be? Like, and then she flips it and she's like, now I'm mad at Brynn because I was friends with Jenna first, and then Brynn saw that Jenna was getting popularity, and now she's all buddy buddy with Jenna and da 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 da. Like, I don't know,
I think
this whole
Erin's just
episode.
got a little bit of jealousy, like where she doesn't want to be left out. She wants to be included in everything, and she wants to be like the main person. And some people are just like that, right?
Maybe.
I don't really like that because I don't know. Like I just like it all be kind of like, I don't know.
But yeah, in the end, it just kind of got resolved normally with
Well,
Jenna
Jenna's
sitting
like the
next to her.
easiest person to
Yeah, she
talk to.
is.
She's like, I didn't know. I'm not like a texter. I'm not
Yeah.
really like this, but now I know what you need
Yeah.
and I'll initiate more with
And
you.
some
And
people
she,
are just naturally like oblivious where they don't really pick up on
well,
certain things.
exactly.
And
She
some
didn't.
people are more like, oh, fuck, man. Like, she didn't, why isn't she calling me? But that's not her persona. And if you're a friend and you've known her for long enough, you would know that that's just the way
But
she
if
is,
this
right?
was earth-shattering to you, and Jenna wasn't your friend in your
Yeah.
head, if she wasn't your he friend,
Yeah.
or you thought she's pissing you off and you don't like her, so that's all she said is I'll text you and I'll just be a little bit more like kind of open or whatever. And then Aaron was like, okay, thanks. And then they're like in love,
Yeah,
and
so
it's like,
stupid.
are you kidding
It's
me? It's like
ridiculous.
fucking so stupid. Like
Yeah.
you can't even
Child
stand your
play. Yeah.
ground to say that you're angry and stay
No.
angry.
Yeah.
She just like melted. She
Yeah.
crumbled. And it's
Because
like,
it
wasn't
wasn't
that
about
exactly? It
that.
wasn't, and that's why it just made the whole episode
Yeah.
was a
Because
disaster,
if it
in
was
my
whatever, then
opinion.
she would have said, okay, don't do
Yeah,
that to me again, bitch. Like, you're my fucking bestie. Like, you're my friend. Like, don't fuck with me again. Like, that's it. But her reaction, yeah, it's just like, who the fuck is that? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I feel like almost on this show, this particular cast, this has been a pretty boring season. I feel like there's so many things that are happening that they bring up from off camera. So I feel like they all go off camera and they're like, okay, on this episode, you're gonna do this, and then I'll get mad at you for this, and the da da da, and you should say this to me. That will be really good. And then they get on
They try
the,
to script it
they try to,
on their
honestly,
own.
I do think because there's so many things that get pulled up that are off camera, like moments and stuff like that with this particular cast, to the point that it's like, and then the drama that they have is so stupid. But anyway, Jenna being like, not the one, like I'm like that too. I don't really initiate things a lot with friends. So sometimes I get in trouble and people think I'm mad at them and stuff like that because I don't initiate. But I don't know. I just kind of like,
Carry on with your life
Yeah,
and slow down.
exactly. And then I'll initiate sometimes, or people usually just initiate with me, and that's why it's like, okay. And but I have gotten in trouble before with friends where they think like, oh, I'm mad at them or something like that. It's like, oh, I'll try to be better, but then I'm like, fuck, I'm
I
really
don't
bad
always
at it.
initiate. And like, I mean, everybody's different because, like, I don't have a lot who I think are my real friends, right? So whether it
Did you
be
look at
somebody
me that
close
way
or
because you thought not real friends?
You're not
Just
a
want to
real
put that out.
friend. You're
Yeah,
my
no, I mean,
imaginary friend.
this is my insecurities coming in. Oh my God, not so nice. Dude, love me. Love me, please.
You know what I mean, right?
No.
But I will initiate for some things, and some things I just fucking get sidetracked. Life fucking happens, man.
Absolutely.
Life
I
fucking happens. It's like
know.
I have a good intention. Oh fuck, they popped in my head. Fuck, I should call them. Fuck, I haven't talked to them. And it's like, okay, and then it's like, okay, oh, do dinner. Oh, do the dinner. Oh, do the, you know, got
Gotta
something
pee.
stupid, gotta
Gotta
pee.
pee.
Oh, what was I gonna do? What I come in this room for? Oh, paper towels. This is what I'm going through. Shit's happening. We got electric blankets and fucking fans going at the same time.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. All kind of, it's real life shit that comes up, and
Yeah.
yeah. So like this kind of stuff is like
And I get it, because
ridiculous.
sometimes if you're going through some tough shit, you hope that somebody who you know would mean the most to you, like shows you and is there for you. You know what I mean? I get it. So definitely I understand that, right? But at the same time, like, just fucking be straight up and tell her to her fucking face. Stop kind of never gonna, I don't care, I don't need friends. I like, what are you, 10? Fuck, man, wake up. That's all I got on
Me
that.
too. All right. Our golden question. What would you wear to the
Out
Clueless
of the
party?
outfits that they had on.
No, like you can invent something new where you can wear one of their outfits too.
But it has to be a clueless outfit.
Yeah, Clueless themed.
I'd go with the Brynn outfit now that I
Oh,
recall.
you'd wear Brynn's
Yeah,
outfit? Yeah, it's a
100%.
cute one.
I'd go
100%.
with Jenna's. Just because
Yeah, Jenna's is
I
cute.
don't have to be tucked
No,
in
I
and
wouldn't.
look thin.
No, I wouldn't
I
go
think it
with
would be
the
really
tucky person.
fun to go as the dad for sure.
Yeah, I think that would be cute. But I would still go with
I
Brynn.
would go in Raquel's outfit with the blue eyeshadow and the Calvin Klein dress. Very cute.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think from the show, is there another outfit that I would wear? Probably not. Oh, nobody wore.
I would wear like from the show, like Brins would be my first choice, and size would be my second.
Nobody wore the yellow little plaid outfit that she wears
I would
in the
wear the yellow
beginning
one.
scene.
I
I
would wear
like
the
that
yellow one
outfit.
too. Yeah, I liked that.
That's a cute one. I'm trying to think of the other outfits in the show. That's the most
Yeah, that
iconic
was a good
one, that
show.
little yellow
That was a
outfit.
really good show.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.